So he's noticing, or noticed, observed, what Bentham had pulled their coat to, that a tiny few can control the vast, vast majority if you ensure that all social institutions are structured hierarchically. And then he tells this story, quote, "The principle of decentralism is that people are engaged in a function and the organization is how they cooperate." And we're going to unpack that at, very soon, I think. Because I like the way he put that, because I've been struggling with this notion of, you know, in the past of how, you know, because the left has always said we need new institutions and new organizations. And I've resisted that because it instantly reproduces the same crap. So I like the way he puts this. The organization is how we cooperate. And once we start doing it, we'll see exactly what he means. I mean, I've told this example before of, it's a many one, but when I was working as an electrician, they asked folks to volunteer to install solar panels on the apprenticeship building and strictly volunteer on a Saturday. And so a bunch of folks showed up and, there were a few prints, but otherwise it was just sort of all the bits and pieces were sort of laid out on the driveway. And so all these folk just sort of staring at the bits and pieces and staring at the print and, you know, going back and forth and back and forth. And there was nobody organizing this. And so a few just started doing it and they started seeing how it worked and others started seeing what they were seeing and other things they weren't seeing. And it's an organic process of working together. I like the way Melville describes it in Taipei. I put a long quote in Waking Up at the beginning of Progress, the chapter Progress, about how, you know, folks just had fun, you know, it wasn't. And that's what's been robbed, that's what's been stolen from us, fun, when they steal us from us. We need each other.